We'll go ahead and call the 2026 proposed budget workshop for September 23rd, 2025 to order.
So just real quickly, I forgot to ask you, Jason, but you're here now. So I took out here in the city savings account $5,000 because we had the broom in there yet. So, and that's been purchased. So that was about another $5,000 I found in there. So that kind of will bring the total down a little bit. But
oh, you had that in the budget?
Yeah. As I went through it. But this is kind of a list of all the things. I don't know if there was council or Jason, you had anything you'd like to see added in here? I mean, like I said, I think we're all in agreement. The priority was to for that land purchase.
Did you get a price for it?
Not on the land, but you know, on the cost of the street, it was around $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
But that was doing a lot of work there. But the land purchase, I don't know. I kind of talked a little bit to the person in charge there about it. And with the engineers, I think it was about 0.16 acres, about 0.2 acres is what we figure. So we'll have to kind of start them negotiations, I think.
But depending on, too, that one piece, is it ours or is it theirs?
That's too. The other thing, too. I need to wait to find that out at the county level. But I think when I'm going to go down to the county one day, because I got to file something else, and then check with them to see if they can pull up the other property ID. Like I said, I don't trust the GIS mapping. So what do we got?
Town should have the land value, right? This property,
yeah, we can see what it says for land. But what's in question is right here. You know, it's kind of showing that it's like road right away.
Mm-hmm.
But Brad doesn't think that is. Actually, he thinks that that's Lois's property, like this PID here is.
When we click on the other box, what happens in the other box?
So what I was going to do is I'll go check and see what they're, you know, like here, they're saying this, that whole parcel's worth. But that's county, $11,000. That's what they got it on. But here it's hard to say because the house is on there. But let's see what it says for land. You know.
Five change.
Yeah. You know, just seems crazy high.
So we'll just say the worst case scenario to 107.
Yeah. And we would only need 0.2 acres, and this is worth, how much does it say? That's half an acre, so
it's a rough estimate, 45 to 55.
Yeah, that's how I was figuring around that 50,000 for the land acquisition. And then, like I said, we would tie it in when we do George Street here. So when we do that, we do it all at once, so it's all nice. Because that'll probably be one of the next streets we have to do anyway, so. Actually, the timing's perfect.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think ideally that's the biggest thing, you know, I got. And what kind of what I've done with, like, in the general fund here, I kept that $50,000 in transfer that we would transfer out, finish the riprap project, or put towards finishing the riprap. Me and Jason have talked. We probably can put that off a year so we can make this land purchase. So that's kind of the money I have set aside in there. You know, if for some reason that didn't fall through, then we'd use that for riprap. But if we can get that purchase made, we'd use that money for the riprap. And then other budget items. I mean, things we got on there is this roof. That's about 22,000 roof and gutters, placing the front door here. Gutter sweeper attachment, which you probably could have used this morning, right? It just will help for, because like every time it rains, you got to go around and clean the gutters or the street and the catch basin. So having that, I think, will be a huge bonus. 2,000 in there for various tools for the year, which we've had in there last few years. We've been putting away 5 grand for a new lawnmower. I would say that's probably would be our next purchase, right? I mean, with the Toolcat Bobcat, knock out
Yeah,
one could be.
depending on that thing last.
And then we got lumber allowance of 3,000. Basically doing the replay and crack filling of Brad Street next year. About 20 grand should cover that. We've been putting 20 grand away. This will be the second year of that for new grass rescue vehicle for the fire department. Got money in there for the brush pile. I have to, I think it's next month. Yeah, it's next month that the grant application is due. So I will put that in. Chipping the brush pile. I will add that to our request and see what they allocate us. Because a lot of times what they do is with that grant is they allocate each city so much money. If there's money that's left over, then you can go back to the pot for projects. So, so I will add that in with the grant, and then replacing the pavement in the park, and that's basically the pavement that is by the buildings. We've talked about doing that, and I think when we were saying 28, 29 could be longer. It guess all depends on how our Band-Aid seal did, how long that holds up. So we've been putting 10 grand away for that. This is the second year that we've done that. And then what we did, like video recording here and upgrading cameras. We have trees in there, but these two things are in with the haul. So we got, no, we didn't add that in there yet, did we? That's probably one place maybe we should add. Is a new video recording system. That thing is
Oh, yeah, we didn't do
1985 dial-up, I swear.
that.
It's brutal. It's easier to retrieve something off the $50 cameras we bought.
Do that then, whatever it takes to.
Grand.
Put it in now. We can always take it out
Right,
later.
exactly.
One other thing I just thought of at Summerfest, did Brad say anything to you about that little building with the big crack in the floor?
Okay, so the band shelter probably. Nobody said nothing about it.
Has a big, like, there used to be like a water or something, and it's they were just selling the pork when
Is
they sell the
it
pork chops out of.
upheaving too, or what?
Well, I thought about throwing some concrete in there because
They were
it's.
just saying how it was a trip hazard.
I don't ever get used, but yeah, very seldom.
So that's what I thought too. I'm like, it doesn't get used, but people were in there. So.
That's what I just thought. I'll get some bags of quick read in there.
Okay. Refresh my memory. Were we going to put the door in there? The garage door and the band shelter?
That we were, because it was going
We
to be
talked
used
about
for
that
storage
meeting,
and stuff.
right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if. I mean, that'd be the ideal time if we were going to kind of maybe redo that floor or whatever. But can you just maybe do some like concrete in there or some leveling concrete?
Well, that's what I thought about putting
Yeah.
quick read in. I'd have to tear some of
Okay.
that out, but
Okay.
just
Yeah,
put it in.
otherwise you have to
It
jack
don't
your
get used much.
was a big project. Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's just used for mainly storage anyway.
Right.
Yeah, it's
I'm sorry. I'm
usable
thinking,
here,
yeah,
really.
you're gonna get too crazy with
Right.
effects.
And like I said, we got 30 grand in there for talking, remodeling the bathrooms in the hall. Again, that's a thing that in the PA system, they're kind of about 30 grand for both of them is what we had figured. And again, that's a thing too. We can look at where we want to set the budget. That's a place too, where we cut down, get the budget down too, by maybe doing one bathroom at a time or only putting a certain amount away each year. We can do it.
And we talked about the clubs. Now I got plumbing, how much that's going to be. So I can send it to Lions and Fish Club and see if they're willing to donate anything. So
right. So we have in there to redo one hydrant, replace one of the hydrant tops. Whenever we get this one, this year's done. Then we have in there for curb stops, meters, service wells this year. Or no, next year, right? Next year?
Next year.
Yep. So that's included in there. Actually, we're cleaning the tower Monday, right?
Monday.
But you look back here.
Saw the tank.
You can see that. So hopefully you shouldn't have any interruptions or pressure changes. So, and then hydro jetting, continue that program. But we figured we're going to get that done in 3 years.
Yep, three.
Right.
I think 4 years we did.
Okay,
four. So go between 4 years.
Okay. That's in the budget. Yeah. I don't know if anybody has anything else. Or Jason, if you have anything else you can think of. I mean, we kind of sat down a few days and gone through everything, and that's probably about, you know, we have other things on the wish list item. I don't know if council wants to look at adding any of them other items in there.
Anything not yellow?
No. Yeah.
I think it looks good.
You know, the only other things we really were talking about was dog waste stations, I think. Right.
The only thing I would maybe suggest, like, so we're 8 years out, probably less than that from a planning standpoint, but we'll be 150 years old in 2033. So trying to plan that and get ahead of the game. I don't know what was spent on the 100th anniversary.
Put a little bit away now, right here. I'm fine with that.
Kind of build towards it. Plus, there might be some things that we have to do expense-wise before the actual year of it as well.
Yeah. What kind of number are we thinking?
$2,000 just to start out and then work our way up if we think we need more. Is that, I mean,
five?
Or five, yeah. Might be, yeah.
Work down or come into the down, you know, when we get to the final budget.
And then maybe that'll maybe give us some time to look at old records and see what was spent in, was it 83?
So then basically we're just putting that, I'll put it right back in here where we took out the broom. Then I think the other thing we talked about was park. The cameras. Upgrading that. Throw that all in there. Beautiful. That puts us at about 7.23%. And like we've done in the past decade,
yeah,
if not more. Just to reiterate, you know, that would be the max we could do, but we've always managed to try to work that down. I mean, as you can see, the last 2 years we were at 3.942%. So I think the year even before that we were probably under 5%. So we always try to hover around that inflation point.
No.
If we can.
Comments on the other items to consider? I mean, like, again, we can always add and subtract afterwards.
Right.
Looks good to me if you guys are
looking
for what you need.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, the only thing I always worry about is, you know, the unexpected, but there again here, that's why we have these reserves too. And like I said, it looks like we have a lot in there, but you got to remember a lot of that earmarked for street improvements.
Yep.
Which, as you can see, that fund, you know, went quite a bit down after we did Brad Street, but yet it's that benefit of kind of where you kind of don't, I guess you could say that double taxation of getting an assessment and a tax increase for street improvement. So, you know, for quite a while, we've managed to be able to do that without assessing.
That's good to me.
Yeah, unless anybody's got anything else, we can wrap up the budget
meeting. The only thing I would say is let's make it like an even 8% in the case if you guys think of something else that, you know.
Yeah, because once you set it, you can't go any higher.
So let's like make it 8.23%. Make it another percent higher that way. If you guys got something that we need.
All right. Well, then we can look at that when we get into the council meeting. Yeah.
So if there's nothing else, I look for a motion to close the budget workshop.
Make a motion to close the budget workshop.
Second.
Moving second to close the budget workshop. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber.
Mayor Lundy. All oppose. Workshop closed at 18:18.